episode 91 of The Grey Woody Show, your home for all things pipe, tobacco, pens, life, and everything in between. I'm your host, Nathan Davis, joined as always by my, I forgot an adjective again, co-host Eugene Felco.
What's up?
Not too much. And we're joined today by Ben.
Hello!
And Kyle.
That guy sounds hot.
Yeah, he does.
There's three of us. Which one are you referring to?
Kyle.
Kyle. I don't know if you know this, but never mind. It's not a PC. Mm-hmm. So we are joining you pseudo live from Chicago at the Chicagoland
International Pipe and Tobacchiana Show.
Thank you. I was really hoping you'd fill in for me. I'm doing terribly. I have no voice, so this might sound absolutely awful, but I have lost my voice from giving people lots of talks.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Already downhill. So yeah, instead of our normal format, we are actually here in Chicago the last night of the show before we all head home tomorrow when you hear this. And we decided to have a little bit of an open format talk about how the Chicago Pipe Show actually was. And I can say it was a fantastic time. My biggest thing, I think, is that the Chicago board, the directors, listened to a lot of our input as vendors and even maybe just people coming. And they changed a lot of the show. They moved the fast smoke and slow smoke, as I think Kyle can cover later, off of floor hours, and the swap until after the show was closed. So it was a much better opportunity for both people coming and people spending money to be here and vend.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys just go silent as soon as we turn the mics on. This is what I warned you about. You tell really great stories and then you just look at me talking.
Well, it's called the blockchain. And, oh, I thought I was on another podcast.
You throw to us, you give us something to build off of. I agree. It's been a fantastic show, though.
Yeah.
A lot of fun coming from Canada to Chicago. Mm-hmm. You get to see a lot of cool stuff, lots of fun people. There were some new people here who this is their first Chicago show.
A lot of people who it was their first pipe show at all. It was nice. Mm-hmm.
What was awesome was I got to drive all the way to Chicago and I find, oh, you're from an hour away from me. You're an hour away from me.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's away.
Yeah.
Close to me. Why do we all have to come to Chicago for this?
A lot of Canucks showed up and you were like, oh, maybe we should do this here in Canada. Oh, Canada. How do you sing it?
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, I got the wrong notes. I'm flat, pretty hell, bad. But, you are.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
The flattest.
Thanks. I can fix that if you want. I've got to practice, you know, the vocal toning and, you know, get the exercises in, you know.
Yeah.
You red leather, that. Yellow leather, that kind of stuff, you know. Would you guys not do that before you do? Okay, I got to flip this on you guys. Do you guys really not do any vocal warm-ups or anything?
Have you ever listened to him speak?
Yeah,
he's not doing that. Today is like
smooth. I learned from Melissa Cross. She taught people how to scream. That's all I know.
And can you scream for us?
No.
What?
Not in this recording software. It sounds awful when I do that. Also, I have no voice. So there is that. This might be one of the weirdest Chicago pipe shows ever because somehow Exotica, do we know the full name of that?
It's just the other pipe show.
So there was totally a porn convention happening at the same time as the pipe show. And then last night especially made it really awkward because then a church group came in and had their fundraising dinner during the porn convention and pipe show. And it was an absolutely amazing time to watch. I think the church group thought were lost souls come join them at their fundraiser and have way more money than them to give to the fundraiser.
Do you think this may have been planned the whole time?
That I hope
so. They intended to have their fundraiser while, as you say, the lost souls are wandering the halls at night. Yeah,
I hope so.
In because drunken stupors of all kinds.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful moment for America.
Yeah.
Cultures come together.
If only there was a gun show down the street, it would have really tied it all together. Kind of the way a nice rug does, area rug in a room.
The gun show is called Downtown Chicago.
Mm. Yeah. And just about anywhere you can get to right now is the gun show.
I thought it was because muscles. And the glistening and light. The glitter. Bodies.
So anyway, in 25 seconds or less, tell everyone who you are.
My name is Ben. I am from Canada.
Oh, no, we don't want to know that.
No, no. Oh. I don't know what you want to know. Do you want to know the inner secrets, the inner workings? It's okay.
I want to know.
And time.
And what?
Keep telling us about yourself.
From Canada. Yeah.
That's it now. You guys are jerks. I'm from Canada. Leave me alone. Well,
I've given the spiel. I'm the token Canadian. Everywhere I go, I got to be the Canadian Ben. Eh? You know?
That is what we call you.
I know.
Canadian Ben.
Canadian Ben. Because there's Ben Smith from Redeemed Pipes who's here. Lovely guy. Met him. Really cool. But again, he's Ben from Redeemed Pipes. Mm-hmm. I got to be Canadian Ben. It's like Canadian bacon. I'm a slab of meat as well.
Just pretend you're on the power play right now. Take it away.
Oh, it's a hockey reference. I get that. Okay, so.
You know, it's always best when you explain it.
Oh, yeah. They call it the penalty kill, fun fact. somebody's coming in.
That's hello and welcome to the Grey Woody Show. You're not going to collect our chairs. Thank you.
They're just going to start vacuuming halfway through this. And the riveting tales of how our outside of Guelph works. And
I fully expected him to just ignore us, but he got the hint. That was nice.
The international relations that are coming together.
That was a lot longer than 25 seconds.
Oh, yes. that's on me. Time works different here, you know, different time zone and all that.
We're across not in the border. Canada.
No. Canada does not apply quite the same way here.
And who are you?
My name is Kyle Bowen, and I guess for the sake of this podcast, I'm just the president of the United Pipe Clubs of America.
Okay. just. You're
so
the
if we weren't on this podcast, what else would you be?
I'd be at Exotica right now.
All right. Fair.
So.
Where do you hail from?
Came here from San Jose by way of San Diego, by way of New York, by way of Paris, by way of Berkeley, by way of San Francisco, by way of Las Vegas.
Wow. Nice.
You know, there's direct flights to Chicago, right?
You obviously don't fly Southwest.
Oh, okay. How about you, Eugene? Tell us about you. 25 seconds or less. One.
No.
Two,
no. Three,
no. Thank you,
I get it.
Translated now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for speaking my native tongue. Appreciate that. It helps. It helps a ton because a lot of the sayings around here, apparently some people think it's decals. I say decals. I want that to be a
who record. Said? No one says decals, dude.
Oh, people say decals? Absolutely they say decals. So Stacy Mahirin of Mahirin Bespoke Works, she says decals. She's from Manitoba. Hey? And so apparently decals is a
it's a thing that goes over a Kolsch. Like if you get Kolsch service in Köln, Germany, and you want to let them know to not pour any more beer, you put a decal on top of your glass.
Okay, the next time somebody uses decal outside of Germany, I would like you to point them out to me, please.
Happily.
Because they are not allowed to say decals.
It's decal.
Yeah, it's a decal.
So kind of like low energy drinks, kind of low carb, you can have decal.
There is so much banging going on around us, and I don't mean the
Exotica.
Exotica.
Your other pipe show.
So, how was the show, guys?
It's lovely. We get to see you guys in person.
Mm. Not us. You. Everybody else.
Oh, come on. Well, the everybody else includes you, though, right?
True.
We get to see Jeremy McKenna. Mm-hmm. The Pipes McKenna. Midbird. I got to meet him.
That's the first time you met Midbird. That's really nice.
He's a gem. Absolute beaut of a guy. That means he's good. Okay. Why are y'all looking at me? Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know what more you need from me.
You have a very radiant face.
Well, thank you. It's the nicotine.
I think the Chicago sun has done you well.
Yeah, you're
lighting I'm up all like me. Looking like a lobster and sunburned already. But you are radiant.
I'm glowing.
Mm-hmm. last night, I walk into the smoking tent and was like, hey, did you get some sun? You look like a lobster. I'm like, I was out there for 3 minutes. I'm from New York, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, today was a bizarro weather day. It was like we were pouring buckets out there in the smoking tent.
It was bad.
Yeah.
And I think Friday there was sunshine, and like this wall of rain just passed over out of nowhere. I don't know how that happens, but sun showers for like 30 seconds, massive downpour, and then it's done.
That's enough to make everything humid.
Yep.
Yeah, very moist.
Yeah, I mean, that shows you how good the show was that – kind of the only thing that we can comment on that was negative was the weather.
No, that is nice. Yeah. Because this is not our Chicago follow-up last year.
No, not at all. It was this new board and everyone involved really hit it out of the park, I think. It was a really good show. And I've heard several times this weekend that it harkens back to the Pheasant Run days of how things used to be.
Yeah, there has been a lot of that talk, which is kind of amazing because Pheasant Run was a very unique experience, and we thought we were done with that, and people are actually comparing it to that again, so that's nice.
And it's something that it shows just in the general culture, the vibe that everybody's giving. There's a lot of smiling.
Yeah.
Like, but in the...
It's gross, right? Old people smiling is gross.
You see a lot of funky teeth, that's for sure.
Yeah, for real.
But even still, everybody's got this stress-free attitude about them that's been... fabulous.
Yeah.
It's really been making that experience all around. You don't see anybody worrying or running around or complaining about stuff. Mm. It's like, this has been really nice. The hotel's fabulous. The venue is awesome from that. Mm-hmm.
The live music was a big part of the old Pheasant Run experience. And at the other hotel, there was nowhere to do that. So in Steve Norris's room, if you go, I don't know, after midnight, there are like Scott Thiel and Steve Norris and a few other people. There's banjo picking and guitar playing and a full upright bass. They brought that back. And I think that really added to the new old Chicago experience.
It tied the community. Like it really...
It was a big group of people really happy to hear music. It was crazy. Yeah.
You felt connected in a really fun way.
Yeah.
It's just, you know a song? Play a song. It doesn't matter if you're awesome at it, if you're all right at it.
Yeah, even the guy who gave me my best review ever, he played a song last night. He went into some like Delta blues while everybody was really into the country scene, and everybody loved it.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about this best review ever?
So the guy who played some really nice Delta blues also came by my table to complain about the fact that that he exists, I guess. So he stood in the way of everybody looking at my pipes to talk about his lighter. And every time I asked him if he could maybe just move over so people could look at my pipes, he didn't listen. And he got really awkward and weird. Which only resulted in him finally walking away and saying, Gray Woody, he's mean.
Put that on a banner.
I asked him if he could maybe leave me that review online, because all I ever did was ask him not to just stand in front of my table talking about his lighter and his 7th place finish.
Yeah, listen, buddy, you're getting 4 out of 5 stars. I hope you know that.
I love it, though. Of all of the things that people have complained about with me and Gray Woody, it's never been that I'm mean.
Well, own it.
I do. Yeah. I embraced it afterward. Mm-hmm. I said some really mean things to a lot of people and then got him his car jumped because he came to me for help.
Yeah, you did kind of run with that, didn't you? You were like, oh, I mean? I guess I mean.
I mean, it was only like the last 15 minutes of the show, but I did embrace it for 15 minutes.
And it was to people that just laughed at you anyway.
Because they know me. Yeah. No, but that was the comeuppance. So he comes back to me after the fast smoke and says, my car won't start. I need a jump. Do you have jumper cables? And I said, no, I flew here. He's like, can you find me some? I was like, there's a man with a microphone who could probably announce that for you. He's like, will you go ask him? And I said, no, I'm mean. And just made steadfast eye contact as long as I could before he went, are you serious? I was like, no, of course I'll get your car jumped. And 5 minutes later, Mary came through and his car was jumped.
That's the community for you.
Yeah. Even the mean guys take care of you.
Yeah.
You're a good kid. You know that?
You sure are some pig. Do you want to talk about UPCA stuff?
UPACA.
Yeah. You mean the UPACA. UPCA Chacombe stuff?
UPCA.
The new UPACA.
Yeah.
Not UPCA.
Yes, I mean, this show is always a mixed bag for me because as much as I look forward to coming and seeing everybody, the people I only see once a year and whatnot, there's also some work involved.
Yeah.
Womp womp. So
yeah, I thought I was done, and then they're like, hey, you have to go work and record a podcast.
But, you know, we do our big general meeting every year in Chicago that comes with the elections. Spoiler alert, all the officers were reelected.
Unfortunately for you, I'm still here.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we get to talk about the successes we had in the past year and everything we hope to do. And, you know, we're kind of changing things up. I feel at a comfortable pace for the community. I mean, Pipe Guys aren't known for, like, drastic changes, right? We're slow and steady guys, so
yeah.
You try to institute a change and
you spook them.
Yeah, yeah, you get used to a lot of backlash, but it's actually been pretty well received. And, you know, we get new member clubs every year. You know, we had like the Oahu Pipe Club join us this past year. So now we have pipe clubs in both Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah. Yep. So we are now the non-contiguous UPCA.
Yeah. So that's super rad. And so, you know, the meeting's always good. There's a lot of really positive feedback. We do tell people that they can yell at us. And last year they took us up on it, but this year they did not. I guess, you know, it's just the general
good feeling. I was shocked. Yeah, there was no backlash from any of the member clubs. Normally when we're like, hey, air your grievances with us, we actually get yelled at. And this year they were all just like, good job. Thank you.
Yeah.
I gave a thumbs up for those listening and can't see my hands. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, like, part of what we're doing now is, you know, we changed our due structure to where we now offer this premium membership, and that comes with, like, real tangible benefits that get sent to clubs.
Thank you, Missouri Meerschaum.
Yeah, Missouri Meerschaum sends these pipe starter kits. We are going to work on this quarterly tobacco shipment, thanks to Sutliff.
Thank you, Sutliff.
So, I mean, just super generous from the community, as you know. Not to say that we expect it, but it's definitely in character for them to do that sort of thing.
And also keep doing it because we expect it.
Exactly. But, you know, and actually everyone is really excited about that and saw a couple of the starter kits and everything. And we're able to give a couple of those away just at the show. But yeah, so, you know, a lot of positive stuff on that end. And then that's Friday of the show. And then Saturday, the big thing that we have is, of course, the National Pipe Smoking Competition, the Slow Smoke. And
thank you for giving that to me in layman's terms.
Yeah, yeah.
Slow Smoke.
But
I appreciate it.
You know, Chicago was super generous in changing the time. It's typically been Sunday afternoon, and it conflicts with vendors, and people are leaving.
People's flights, yeah.
And so it's always kind of a little bit of a challenge to convince people to participate, but shifted it to Saturday at 4:30, so, you know, just before the dinner. And
after the floor is closed, big.
And, you know, we had essentially a full house, and the pipes were from Chris Morgan, and people really loved those pipes, you know?
Yeah. No, he did a really good job. He was launching his specimen line, but he did a one-of-a-kind unique finish for us on the future specimen line.
Right. Yeah, and didn't hear a bad thing about those pipes. So.
Nope, not one.
I love mine. Yeah. It's fantastic. It feels good in the hand. And one thing I always love pitching to people is if you like the shape, go into the Slow Smoke because you're going to be getting the pipe.
Yeah,
you get this
story. Just get the pipe, and if you fail, it's okay.
And even then, to fail, you're still getting a prize. Today, everybody,
every single person,
got a prize. It is well worth the time.
Yeah.
You get more than your money's worth between the prize, the pipe, and the experience.
Yeah, because we get some really generous donations to the prize table. So, again, the community's great.
Yeah, thank you guys. Yeah, we've had $700 pipes on our table. It's kind of crazy.
Right. So, the winning time was just over 1 hour, but that was a concession because I'm sure it could have gone longer. And repeat champion and Les Young, so congratulations.
Yeah, two years in a row for the national contest. That's amazing.
Les is a monster at that. I don't know how he does that.
Becoming a slow smoke celebrity.
Yeah.
But
not becoming. He's actually been really well known for it. You haven't known him long enough.
Yeah.
That was my, when I won the regional, I was really excited because Les was out before me. And was like, oh, this is so cool.
It's uncharted territory for you.
Yeah. But I'm not nice like him.
You'll have everybody sit and watch as you just smoke your pipe.
I made them watch me for another 30 minutes. I went up and got my trophy and my prize so they could start like doing that. But I was like, I'm not putting my pipe out. This is stupid.
I want to see how long I can go. I don't know either.
Yeah, I want to set a record. And then I did. So cool.
So, you know, we're looking forward to...
Pat me on the back, man.
Looking forward really to sending Team USA again to the international competition this year in Poland. So that's going to be, I think that's going to come together really well. You know, lessons learned from trying to do that last year, successfully doing that last year.
We nailed it.
Yeah.
We learned a lot of lessons, but we did well.
Right.
How well did you do? Do you guys remember your ranking or how the placements?
Not last.
Hey.
Yeah. Not last.
Yeah. Suck it, Bulgaria.
The entire country or just their team? I got
yes.
Ask. Yes. Overall.
Yeah. What's our standing with Bulgaria right now? Is it going to prevent me from running for office later? Nah, suck it, Bulgaria. Yeah. And then, you know, rounded out the show today with the fast smoke, which is a hoot and a half.
Yes,
a spectacle. For sure. Yeah, but what he had, I think 7 or 8 people around the table this year.
Yeah,
and
which, you know, apologies for those listening. The Fast Smoke, we don't get big numbers because it's a brutal competition. Yeah. So it's more about the spectator aspect,
right? You know, you got the people crowding around, everyone filming it. It is ridiculous, and you know, it's this weird thing because like we can't condone this sort of behavior outside of the competition,
right?
We're not trying to promote anybody practicing their fast smoke skills. Yeah. No. But yeah, so again, the pipes were provided by Missouri Meerschaum. Shout out to them. Andre made the blend this year. Did a little tip of the cap to good old Chicago by casing this burly Perique blend with Malort.
Yeah.
And he wore a jersey.
And
even wore a Malort jersey.
Yeah. And it was tucked in. That's weird.
Tucked into jeans. What? Why? Yeah.
Big narc energy.
Oh, man. I was trying to put my finger on it. Thank you. You nailed it.
Yeah, it's definitely the last thing you see before your party shuts down. Love you, Andre. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, he knows. Mm-hmm. Has anybody tried the blend? Because obviously we did not compete.
Yeah, I have not, but I would. I absolutely would.
Yeah, I snagged a couple. He said it's good slow.
Yeah.
I
would love to try it while after I've left here, because right now
I can't taste anything. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I filled my Cadell with Frustica 1800.
Yeah.
Couldn't taste it. I didn't smoke any pipes this weekend.
Yeah.
It's just being in the tent.
Are you okay? Oh, it's from the tent.
Yeah,
if you can't taste anything and you're not smoking. So I've had, Frustica 1800 dropped. I mean, I guess that's big news.
Yeah.
It did really well. People were excited about it.
It didn't sell out though. So shame on you.
Shame on all of you. Our listeners asked us to mail it to them, but that wasn't the idea. Yeah. So we might have sold out if we mailed all the stuff people wanted, but that's not what we're doing.
We can't. So you just have to wait till Capital Land to come get more.
So I understand not being able to taste tobacco because I've had 8 or more bowls of Frustica 1800. So I'm a wrecked palate. I definitely took the Malort blend and shoved it in my pocket because I need that later.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it.
We're going to like rub it really fine and snort it on the airplane.
Make snuff out of it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to rub it out until it's snuff.
Yep. Just pack it in our nostrils. We won't even like rub it out.
Just the whole ribbon.
And my lips.
Swirl it in.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, try that with the Frustica too, Frusnuffstica.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Oh, I already did. Right now.
Oh, my God.
1801.
I did an enema with it earlier too.
Yep.
I would explain the pep in your step.
I thought you were walking like a cowboy.
Leave on Urk. Sad cowboy.
Saddest man in the pipe world.
So I guess from that, oh my God, I'm not editing anything out.
No.
From that, Capital Land is in 2 months.
Yeah, June 8th.
I talked to Jeremy, and the tentative plan is to have three sister blends with Frustica to offer at Capital Land based on the Great Woody Show.
Ooh. Oh, he cut us out one.
Well, three plus Frustica is four.
No, it was supposed to be four and Frustica.
That's not true.
he's trying nice to make try, it true, though.
I could try. Yeah. I can always try.
So the next blend I will tell you is going to be called Some Jerk. Ooh, 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 that's the next in the series.
Yes. I'm really excited for that. And it's actually a really good blend.
It is.
Our initial prototypes have been well received by people who didn't know they were prototyping tobaccos for us.
Yep. And it's there's no Rustica in it.
Are you able to say what is in it just yet?
Or oh, yeah. It's
we're
tobacco.
We're able to, but we're not going to.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. He has like a very proprietary blend that is exciting because we literally gave it to people to get input. But didn't tell them that it was actually the next of our blends.
Yeah.
The Grey Woody series.
Yeah.
And the Grey Woody show series.
Yeah.
Sorry.
R.I.P. Grey Woody. We're rolling out from the hallways.
Oh, man. No, I just meant that, you know, Eugene is a partner in the Grey Woody show, whereas Grey Woody is just me. But also apparently it's dead. Thank you.
You're welcome. So look forward to that. And then, when I get back to New York, I have a lot of drawing to do because we need to have all of that art done in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Yeah, I knew it was going to be really soon.
Blending starts in 2 weeks, and they like to tin it as soon as it's done. So,
Except Frustica was done like 3 days before Chicago. So,
Jeremy did that. He painstakingly molested every flake by hand.
He promised us he would do that with all of the blends, though. Yeah, he is going to personally molest every single strand of tobacco that you get.
Look forward to that. I will, as soon as Some Jerk is done, probably leak the art, but the other two will be a surprise for Capital Land.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They will.
There'll be show references, though.
Yeah, so we'll work out a deal on how you get all four. It'll be a bundle, so make sure, if you can't make it to Capital Land, send someone who can so that they can get it for you. And if we close the show with any of it left, we quit this show forever.
Yeah, we're done. If you don't sell us out, we don't love you anymore.
Because you got to show your support.
Yeah.
For Capital Land. For the Grey Woody Show.
This is starting to feel like public broadcasting.
Yeah.
You guys used to watch those money-raising events on public broadcasting.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the phone number again to donate? Please? Anything you have, it does help.
www.disciplemissionfund.org.
Yes. True and accurate.
And they wanted to kick you out. You're doing probably more for them just that alone than everybody in that whole ballroom.
Yeah.
They were dressed up to the nines. They had like full headdress cocktail waiters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole nine yards.
Peacock feathers and skin suits.
That was pretty great.
Skin suits.
They were. I think it is skin suit. I think that's.
Sorry, that's from my life, not theirs. Oh, man.
The only reference being your skin suit.
He meant human suit. Of course, he meant human suit.
Yeah.
Human skin suit.
You all right there, bud?
No.
So Nathan tends to get like 6 hours of sleep total every time we come to
the
shows.
Entire show, yeah.
Because I'm responsible.
I got 1.25 of those last night.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the 3-2-1 rule for conventions?
No.
So with these events, it's no secret. Everybody stays up super late.
Yeah.
Everybody does not eat what they should. Hardly anybody bathes.
Oh, are we supposed to eat?
What does that have to do with numbers?
So here's the thing. The minimums you should use for these shows, at least 3 hours of sleep.
Failed.
Okay.
At least 2 meals a day.
Failed.
And at least 1 shower a day.
Nailed
None
it.
Of that. No.
Yeah, I've showered every morning.
You did.
You have a good looking skin suit.
Yeah. I took my skin suit off to shower. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You pull the zipper off the back.
We de-escalated on that scale.
Yeah, if you reverse that.
Three showers a day, two meals a day, and one hour of sleep. Yeah.
I shower thrice. I eat when Eugene finds things and puts them in my hands. Mm-hmm. And I get an hour of sleep.
Hey.
That didn't happen this time. You fed me more than I usually feed you.
Yeah, that's
you,
true.
You ordered
that's
an $80 pizza.
Just order an $80 pizza.
How do you make a pizza $80?
So he's like, hey.
Tax and delivery.
Yeah. Or like, hey. He's
and it took 2 hours to get here.
I want a lasagna pizza. I was like, okay.
So Chicago deep dish pizza is a joke. It's a casserole on a lasagna, not pizza. But it actually does taste really good. We changed our minds about it being bad. It's good. It's just not pizza.
Sure. I love it.
But I may have been inebriated enough to not know how buttons work. And so the toppings showed up on only half of the pizza.
Yeah. So it was like 8 toppings on one half of the pizza.
What was on the other half? Just cheese. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So the guy gets out of his car and he's like, you might need something to hold this pizza. Like, what? He's like, it's really heavy. And I noticed it was kind of lopsidedly heavy. I get inside and I'm like, Eugene, I got you cheese. Yeah.
So we actually brought it in here to eat it.
Yes.
Because Nate's like, the food's here, and runs out of the smoking tent. Yeah. And I was like, he better not bring that in the smoking tent.
Because it'll be gone. Yeah.
No, I was just worried about it, just absorbing all of the smoke from it and ruining it. So I got him at the door and I was like, no, we're not.
Yeah.
We're gonna eat. Let's go in here and eat.
So in here, by the way, we are recording this podcast in the Oopka room because when we got an annual meeting set up, they gave us a whole room to ourselves to have things like this. So it's been really nice to host people.
Sure.
Thank you, Chicago, because we've been able to host people for Oopka in this room.
Yep.
And eat late night drunk pizza.
So we came in here and we opened it, which was an impossible task to begin with because it's like sealed. It's like a puzzle box.
Did you guys know they use different pizza boxes in Chicago than New York?
There's different kinds of pizza boxes?
Yes. Yeah. All their boxes lock.
It's like strapped down and locked and you have to know how to open it use my knife. And
from Dean's?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, or the puzzle box from Hellraiser is more like it. So we get it, and we finally get it open. Nate gets it open, and they didn't cut it.
They cut none of it.
There was no cuts.
But thank God I checked my baggage, so I brought my knife.
Yeah.
So you got a little pocket knife.
So we're sitting here hacking away at this. I don't know. We must have looked ridiculous. Like, he's got his knife, and he's just trying to cut pieces off of it. And it's just like oozing all over. And I was like, this is impossible to eat.
So even though it took 2 hours to get here, it was fresh out of the oven because it was literally still oozing cheese everywhere. So as I'm trying to cut it, it's like recombining itself.
It's self-healing.
The $90 version is cut, by the way.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it. $10 more. I could have been there.
Yep.
Oh, if only.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was really good, though. They put all these hot peppers on it. Oh. Then that's why I was like, I got you the cheese, because he doesn't really like that much heat.
Right. Oh, that morning you got us hot dogs for breakfast? I woke up, he's like, I got you a hot dog.
God bless America.
I was like, what?
From an officially licensed Major League Baseball place.
Yeah. So he's like, our food's here. He goes downstairs in his pajamas to get it in this like super classy hotel.
So Jay Furman caught me in my pajamas.
And was just blinded by the light.
So I have sriracha hot pants. And Jay is just like, dude, that is a look. Like, I had him tucked into my boots. So when I came back down later, he's like, really? You lost the hot pants?
Oh, poor Nathan's hot pants.
Yeah.
Yep. So then I just like sat up in bed and
he didn't appreciate your hot dog.
Can you wear it to Capital Lands?
Yes.
Thank you. He's like, I got food and it's in like these really nice bags that have like a ballpark on them.
They're MLB box bags. Yeah, hard sided bags.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we started our day with hot dogs for breakfast.
But two of my hot dogs were just chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken tenders. Like, apparently, I'm still drunk. I can't even order hot dogs.
Yep.
Chicago's wonderful.
I don't know what's happening here. I have no idea what Chicago is.
Well, before like, all of
conceptually,
that,
I can't get there.
We met up at, what was it called? The Old Irving?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's an Oopka. Yeah, we can have Kyle talk about that.
Yeah. Something that we're trying, like doing a little off-campus thing, because this place becomes like a vortex.
Yeah.
Typically.
You don't leave the show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's nice to maybe attempt something in the real world. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. So hanging out at a brewery that, you know, Mary recommended. Mm-hmm. It's her neighborhood spot.
Yeah, so she's from Chicago and actually had real input, so we didn't do dumb things like order $80 pizzas.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of cheese curds.
Yeah. Were they squeaky?
Squeaky? No.
You don't know about squeaky cheese curds?
Not in Wisconsin. They deep fry them. They can't squeak.
Oh, yeah. You missed out.
We have those at home, but in Chicago, you have to deep fry them because we're apparently in Wisconsin, too.
I see. Okay.
They were good, and then we went to Super Dog.
Yes.
I took a sweet nap.
What's Super Dog?
Super Dog?
Oh, maybe that was why you were mad I ordered you hot dogs. Because I slept through the other hot dogs.
I mean, because it's the mountaintop of hot dogs. That's why.
Oh, the pinnacle, if you will. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a sweet logo.
Yeah, it's
big, big dude in hot dog costume is their logo.
It's
if Andre was here, he would know their names. Because of course he does.
So
hiya.
Yeah. So we order our food. It was Kyle. I forget what's the other gentleman's name.
Todd Brugman.
Myself.
LJ Peretti. Yeah. And so the pipe maker from LJ Peretti came out to the show, had hot dogs with us, and helped blend our tobacco for the slow smoke.
Yeah,
Thank you, LJ Peretti.
So we order our food, and I bought, you know, coffee mugs. They sell coffee mugs. And since I quit drinking Monsters, I drink a lot of coffee, so mugs make sense, even though now I have 40 coffee mugs. Kyle orders, another guy orders, and then Andre walks up to the girl and goes, "Hiya." As he was saying it, I was looking at their souvenir board and noticed that that's what they say. It said "Hiya" with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cringy.
Were you looking at it in his face? Just
kind
of the whole screen in front of you.
I read it, he said it. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. But hot dogs are good. Chicago does weird stuff with relish. They dye it like nuclear green.
Yep.
You don't need to dye relish. It's already green.
Oh, it dyed.
So. No, not in Chicago. It's not green enough.
No.
They dye it greener.
It's green. Like,
and then they put all these fruits on your hot dog.
like the green on this Schweppes can.
Only just a little bit deeper. I was going to say, that's actually pretty mild for
it. It's pretty green.
Does it glow in the dark? Mm-hmm. That's green.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it was good. I mean,
why does Kyle have a Schweppes can?
That's my Schweppes can.
Oh, it's yours. Okay. Yeah.
How dare you?
Yep.
It's like I'm over here double fisting alcohol and you have Schweppes. Mm. Maybe that's why this podcast is good, because we have you.
And then we had to stop at a grocery store.
But it was a Polish grocery store, so that was really nice. I got a Zabrówka and a bunch of Polish beer.
Yep. Does that make it a grocery score?
And then we got back here at like 6:30, and by 7 o'clock I passed out and did not wake up until 2 o'clock in the morning when Nate came in. And then I passed out again and woke up at 4:45. And then I was up for a half an hour, then I went back to sleep till 8:30. I slept a lot.
Yeah, 2 a.m. was my earliest night.
It was, yeah.
I think midnight maybe for me. Mm-hmm. And every time I'd come back to the room, then I'm rooming with 5 people. And because of that, like how the bed sleeping situation, I'm like, I'm not risking it. I'm not going to jump with somebody random. I don't know who you are. It's a dark room. I'm sleeping on the floor.
Well, you're all friends now, right? Don't half of the people in that room sleep on the floor anyway?
Well, Eric sleeps on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like,
I'm
just
going to play it safe. Yeah, because he has a robot set up when he goes to bed, right?
Yeah, full-on CPAP mask and the whole nine yards. Oh, yeah. So I was just like, all right, I'll just sleep here. My bundle of Eugene shirts formed a lovely pillow.
Yeah, nice. The uncanny bed.
Yep.
It was glorious.
Apparently, I was not awake for it. But the other night when Nathan came in, he sat on the end of his bed and watched me sleep while he ate pizza.
Well, yeah.
Sexy, kind of.
Heavily breathing, staring.
I was hoping he'd wait. Normally, when I come in late, he talks to me.
Yeah. whether and, I remember or not, but yeah.
He wasn't waking up, so I just sat on the edge of the bed watching him eating pizza, like, maybe he'll wake up.
You smell different when you're awake.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, didn't Clarence bring his inflatable coffin?
You know, I've yet to see that. Maybe that's what, how he closes out the show.
I don't know, man.
Clarence Van Camp won the Fast Smoke this
3 years running. 3 year champion of the UPCA Chicago Fast Smoke.
4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yes, 4:10.
Obscene.
Mm-hmm. See, what I love about the Fast Smoke is lighters are not restricted. Whatever you want. Quad torch, go nuts. So I've been trying to price out a plumber's torch to make this even faster. Just see if I can just melt the whole cob.
Trying to price out. Yeah. That's a lot of work. Have you just called somebody or looked at the internet?
I'm lazy as hell. I am lazy. The reason I have a beard is because I'm lazy. I refuse to shave. So I'm just like, I'll just let it go.
Oh, it looks nice.
Yeah. Like, the plumber's torch would help with that too.
Yeah, I think there'd also... But yeah, I think that it would be awesome to just have everybody pulling out their lighters and then rolling up with a giant wheel of bottle of oxygen.
Yeah.
Just
there are plenty of guys here with a bottle of oxygen.
True story.
First, you got to get the fishing vest.
Oh,
you can't just go straight to the bottle of oxygen.
Well, that's fair. Well, I mean, 50% of this podcast is flat cap wearing.
That's true.
So that means, Kyle, you and I got to get fly fishing vests.
And that's my Halloween costume.
Okay. And then I'll get an oxygen bottle and, you know, hey, there we go.
Which, watching the Fast Smoke today made me realize that no one might have kept track of the fast times at Capital Land. I know I didn't.
Probably.
Maybe Andre did?
I don't know that I didn't.
I'll ask Andre next time I see him. If he ever got up.
Oh, man, that chair.
It's like New Year's Eve when the ball drops sometimes.
Oh.
That's love a you, second Andre. Chair, too. Two people went down. Andre and another guy. I have no idea who he was, but it just boom. And then
the sound when they go is kind of epic.
It really is. It's like fireworks just popping off.
Yeah.
Speaking of costumes. Are you going to join me next year for the doctor's dinner?
No.
I have a nice costume planned.
Okay. All right.
You were nice and you put on a dress shirt and a waistcoat and a tie.
Sure. Yeah. If that's what all that stuff's called. Sure. Yeah.
So
I look pretty nice.
You did. You know, you look great. I'm not being facetious. I know you can't tell. Yeah. Mm. Definitely sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Your colors really like accented your skin.
Yeah.
The olive tones.
It was a good skin suit.
Yes.
But it made me realize that I should dress up for the Doctors of Pipes dinner. And I had the great idea that if I got a banana hammock with a tuxedo printed on it and a little bow tie in the front, I could really class this up. But that's too naked. So thank you, fishing vest.
I once heard that apparently in Australia they call them budgie smugglers.
I think that's the Aboriginal term.
Ah, okay.
Oh, man. So I hate that you're a man of so few words once the microphones are on, but those words are so strong that I'll take it.
You're so powerful, El Presidente.
Can you change that to be the formal title as El Presidente Kyle Bowen?
Next year we have votes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd second that.
I got you. I will. Now I have to come next year.
Budgie smuggler and fly fishing vest.
So the best part of that was, as I'm explaining this to Kyle, I'm like, we've got to go in on a purchase of this. And he goes, oh, no, you need to buy one. I already have mine.
All right. Yeah, I felt very seen in that moment.
You won't be the only one now.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear the aluminum cricket in the background?
The aluminum cricket. Oh, yeah, it's still doing soda. Man.
Yeah, man.
What's wrong with soda? Sorry, Pop.
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 Goes the weasel. I don't know. The three beers that I'm drinking makes me feel like I'm in a different world than you are.
You just might be.
Maybe.
You can't judge me too much because it says ale on my can.
It's basically the same thing, right?
Which one did I put in my Oopka cup? Oh, it's the Czech one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's an Oop cup?
Yep, Oop cup.
Oop coop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, pipe maker extraordinaire Merrick brought me some Czech beer, so thank you. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Saw a lot of nice people this weekend.
So, yeah, the pipe community is amazing. These guys are the nicest people. These guys, I say, non-gender specific. These people are the best people and the nicest people that I've ever met.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to pull that really PC for a moment.
Sure. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, there are plenty of times where, you know, you're either sitting in the smoking tent or maybe you took a break to go have drinks or dinner. And I was just like, it felt like you do this thing with those people every week. And you're like, wait a second. Yeah. I only see these people once a year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, these people live thousands of miles from me.
Right.
Yeah, but it always feels so very natural once you're here and in the swing of it.
The part that always surprises me is I usually come into this thinking, oh, that person's not going to remember who I am. Oh, right. They don't remember who I am. And they're like, Ben! And it's running over. You're getting hugs and stuff. Beautiful. And it's like, oh, they remember. They like me. They don't just remember who I am. They like who I am.
Well, they
miss you. Yeah.
They have to like you.
It's because I'm the diversity hire.
It's because you are the future of this industry. We're old.
I know.
We're not as old as like 80% of the people in this industry. But
yeah, we're not even old enough to get a doctor of pipes.
When we get told that we're the future of this industry, I say no, Ben is.
Hello.
It's going to be a pretty lonely convention for you in 20 years.
I know. It's going to be me on a park bench.
Well, hopefully the porn convention is going on still, because at least then you'll have some company.
Yeah. It reminds me of our time last time spent at the New York Pipe Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Where the convention immediately following the pipe show was a furry convention.
Yeah.
Do you have to worry about like flames with that, the suits and everything? Or you can
we left set somebody before away? They set up
I have
for
no
it.
Idea. Yeah, we were out.
It was right at the beginning of COVID too. So
that was maybe my biggest mistake in trying to get you into the industry.
I don't know. Like, it didn't deter me at all.
It worked. But yeah, I was like, hey, you should really come to a pipe show with me. And we show up to have, what, six customers and
there was,
four vendors.
All right, let's be fair. I think that there was probably about eight vendors that showed up. At least eight tables. Maybe it was one vendor per row.
Tables. Yeah. Yeah. Half of them were too fun.
Yeah. And there was maybe, I don't know, 20 people, 30 people at a time at the most.
You're going being through. Really generous.
I just, not you know what? Yeah. I'm
it
trying.
Was so bad. It was an empty. So the old New York Pipe Show before we started Capital Land was actually the Newark Pipe Show. It was in Newark, New Jersey at the airport hotel. I think the vending room was not much larger than our Oopka room right now.
Oh, yeah. You could not get in that room.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was an old dude smoking cigarettes at the door to let you in.
Great.
And we weren't allowed to smoke in there.
Oh, so even better on that side.
So he kept an upside down lid of something and spit in it and put his cigarettes out in it.
That's awesome.
You're selling me on this pretty hard. Like,
this is so gross. Why are we here?
I believe that was the governor of New Jersey.
So then I drag you along with me, and then nobody's coming on top of this guy spitting cigarettes out. I was just like, why? Why did I convince him to come with me? I'll never do another pipe show. But we actually then, you know, do this.
Yeah, I mean, I brought four pipes and I sold three of them.
Okay.
You know,
it was one of your Pokemon ones, right?
No,
you
I still have. Pokemon I did. Ones? No, that's still around, but I don't have.
That's
that.
The only one that survived. Yeah. Of course, that's what. I did.
I used to do some fun stuff before I've done.
Yeah, before you realize the industry sucks.
No,
and you have to make billiards all day.
So
we were doing so well being positive. I'm sorry. I mean,
yeah.
Have you ever thought about doing like a competing shape to the billiard called the pool? Could you do something like that where it's like, it's basically the same, it's just but a little like bit balls. Different? Yeah.
That sounds like a job for a Canadian pipe carver.
You got Nate Rose.
Yeah. No,
you got Michael Parks.
Why am I blanking on the other, like the pool table without the actual snooker? Pocket? There you go. That's a better
name. Snooker. Yeah. Yeah. We just needed Andre here. He's familiar with these words.
Oh, yeah. Which Andre? There's two of them this year.
True.
Yeah, his dad's here.
Yeah.
Daddy-o.
Mm-hmm. Lil Dre all day.
Can we start calling Andre AJ then?
You may. Please do. Yes, you may.
You may. We had another name, but we're gonna stop right there. Mm-hmm. Snooker.
Snooker.
I think a snooker could work though.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe a new line. Pipes called the Snooker line.
If only we knew somebody with a pipe factory.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're hard to find nowadays,
especially in America.
I'm so isolated. I don't know where I'd ever find another pipe maker near me that could really help me out with that.
Perhaps a show in the area, maybe to meet other people who make.
Yeah. So I do feel bad. So leading up to the Chicago Pipe Show, I'm taking pictures of myself at other pipe makers' places, you and I and Greg and I and all of this and all of our like international friends are like, oh man, you guys know so many other pipe makers and we're all within you and I 5 minutes, but
right.
2 hours is as far as we have to go to like hang out with a group of pipe makers. And these guys are like, how do you do that? Like the next guy's a country over. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like we do have it nice.
We do.
America.
Suck it, Bulgaria.
Yeah, Bulgaria.
Well, that was what I was amazed by. I had to come all the way to Chicago to buy a pipe from Nate Rose, who lives an hour down the street from me. I had no idea.
Yep.
Michael Potts is an hour the other.
You just did.
I did, but surprise.
And now you don't. Now you can just call him.
I'm just going to show up to his front door and be like, hey, bud.
Oh, don't do that. I've had a lot of that. We don't like that.
No, no.
Just give a warning.
Oh. Yeah, that's why you knock on the door and say,
knock.
Mm-hmm. I got Tim's, bud. You want a double-double? Hey, guy?
Remember, it's Canada. You're giving American advice.
Yeah, I'm not going to get a 12-gauge to the chest.
Mm-hmm. Does it hurt when you come into the States and you're in high resolution?
You know, I was wondering why, like, that getting up,
you get upscaled when you cross the border, right?
The connection goes up.
Mm-hmm. Man, what movie was that? That was the funniest thing I ever saw. Was it a movie or a show?
It was a movie.
Yeah, when they go into Canada and everything's like lo-fi, like VHS quality.
Oh, yeah, they got
a van or something.
Thank you for catching me up. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, now, but I don't have the answer.
Somebody listening to this knows, and they'll put it on the Discord, and we'll be like, "Oh yeah, we knew that," but we don't. So
what do we know?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no. Every day I think I know something. I learn that I don't know anything.
Was it the wisest man knows that he knows nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was pretty incredible.
Yeah. So
we had the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, we did.
The Doctor of Pipes dinner.
Yep.
Seemed pretty boring to me.
Yep.
You're not wrong, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was he just like here at the show, or what brought him? How do you get him here?
So he lives in Vermont, and he and Steve Norris have become very good friends. So he gave Steve Norris's acceptance speech for him. He read Steve's acceptance speech.
He did. Yeah. Steve is kind of good in person to talk, but like when he has to speak in front of a bunch of people.
And he knows it about himself.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So. It's not his bag.
Mm-hmm. Did he open with him? I don't always make speeches.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah, yep. Yeah, that's literally what happened.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Was there a resounding groan, or what was the response to that when everyone
claps,
hears that?
Claps.
Yeah. It was
just Eugene and I groaned. I groaned a lot more, and then Jeremy said, please stop.
Yeah, Nate got yelled at. You got yelled at a bunch today, or this weekend.
I got dadded a few times.
Yeah. You might actually be mean. But anyway, it was a good show. shout outs to everyone that stopped by to say hi. You are Legion, and I don't remember all your names.
But yeah, you were bumped.
I do.
No, Ronnie did a really nice job of taking over, and Tim Garrity really helped seal the deal. All of the people that we've met, we don't know your names. I'm sorry. But you know what? Actually, speaking of, Chicago did a really great thing, and they gave us placards with our names on them.
Yeah.
So all these people who walked up to my table, I pretended to know them.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was really nice.
What was also great was they doubled as schedules. That was a really, it was a neat way of.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that until last night, though.
Oh, yeah.
That might have helped you out a little bit this weekend. I'm just saying.
I asked somebody where the Doctor of Pipes dinner was, and they took their placard out and read me the room it was in, but I didn't know what that room meant. So then I came back to the room, and I was like, hey, Eugene, did you know they have schedules on our name cards?
Yeah. What did I say?
Yes. I said, can you take yours out? Because I don't want to touch mine.
Yep. Might wrinkle my skin suit.
However, it didn't help because it said International ABCD. And I don't know what
the generic thing ever. I don't even know what that means. And I'm international.
Did anybody go to the spinny room for the cocktails?
Yeah, we did. It was terrible.
Oh, man, that was so uncomfortable.
So it was nice. I won't say it's terrible, but I did not like being in a spinning room.
Yeah, no, the event was great. The spinning room was creepy and really off-putting.
So it was basically just a rotating floor inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you stood in the wrong spot, one of your feet would move and the other one would stay still. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like some Fear and Loathing moment, like when they're trying to get off the carousel bar.
Yeah. Right?
Like, yep.
I really regretted all the shrooms.
Jump. Jump like a bunny.
It got really weird. You can edit this, right?
No.
All right, good.
I can't.
Good.
Fear and Loathing in Chicago.
I can say with certainty that you had no shrooms.
I had none. Yeah. We flew.
Yep. On a plane.
The wizardry comes true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you wizards?
Inflated their skin suits.
Are you going to do an inflatable next year?
Oh, dude, I would really love to. I have a feeling that they're really expensive. But if I can pull it off, I would love to have an Uncanny Bear inflatable and make Ben wear it and walk around the show floor wearing it.
It's going to be one of those like inflatable sumo suits. Or
yeah, dude. Yeah, no, that's exactly.
So my Halloween costume is an inflatable bear costume.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they make like real looking ones that inflate, that have like fur and stuff on them. But I think they're like pretty expensive.
So that's a bearskin suit, essentially.
Yeah, bearskin suit.
Inflatable.
So I would like you to walk around bearskin around the pipe show next year to promote uncanny material.
Bearskin.
Yeah.
You could borrow my tuxedo speedo if you want.
Yep. So that's my plan.
We'd like to put you in an inflatable suit to advertise for Eugene.
Yeah.
Knocking all the pipes off all the tables.
That's exactly what's going to happen. All the $1,000 pipes that are right on the edge.
I've spent two years working on this masterpiece. I've been carving acrylic painstakingly. Yep. Oops. Come see Eugene over at Uncanny Material. Mm-hmm. Start playing around with it.
Yeah. Guy in a bungle mcgungle knocked it.
Can you do that sound again? I think that's what we were looking for. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Got it.
That's right.
It's uncanny material, boys and girls. Oh, boy.
I think I'm going to start a GoFundMe if my OnlyFans can't fund it.
Screaming at cats doesn't work out
for it. I got to really get on that. Did I ever tell you about that?
No.
So I want... So back when OnlyFans decided they weren't going to support porn anymore, I was like, Erotica. Well, OnlyFans is going to crumble and die, so we have to come up with some ideas. So I was like, I think I can save it. And I wanted to start OnlyFans where I chugged milk and screamed at my cats.
Sexy, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know why I never did it.
You chug barbecue sauce.
I think it's because you actually like have work to do.
Yeah, and I do.
It's an awesome idea.
Like I don't ever have anything to do, but I always have like 40 things to do.
Just keep like a cord at the cave.
Well, I have to scream at my cats.
He doesn't bring his cats to the cave.
No.
But you could.
So, yeah.
Or they can put your cat in the cave and just let it do its thing. And then as people come by, they find a cat randomly.
Oh, no.
Then they probably take it home.
Yeah.
They don't have less cats. That's
They tried to take the raccoon home. The cats aren't going to do well there.
Yeah.
The raccoon? I've been to the cave. And I want to know more.
Do not elaborate.
What?
Do not. No.
Leave it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we had a good time. It was a good time.
Yeah, we had a really good time. Chicago's fun. Mm-hmm. I think before anybody says anything more, we should probably say we'll see you guys next week. Yeah. And thank you, Kyle, and the guy from Canada for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I heard something about you. I heard that Kyle...
How do you sing it?
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, I got the wrong notes. Yeah, that's pretty bad. But, You are.